That's okay, because I love why you're late, and I love to hear that Food Truck Wednesday is still going on this evening. And it should be. It's summertime. It's going to be warm. There's plenty of shade at Marcy Jane Lewis Park. And, well, let's just start there, because I know you're heading over there right now and getting things set up. Tell the people what they need to know.
Yeah, it's free to attend. It's 4:30 to 8:30. We got some great music this week. We have Michael Norris opening, followed by the J.C. Clements Band. And then, yeah, there's some food trucks there. We're going to be doing ice cream with lemon shakeups. We just brought a ton, and it's hot. Nothing's more refreshing than lemon shakeup on a, 93-degree day. And then we got Bloomburger, Weaver's Barbecue, La Poblana, Kona Ice, Doner Kebab.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. And those lemon shakeups, unlike perhaps some at some other places, tell the kids how you remember the shake weight? Remember that commercial?
How could I forget? One of my favorite South Park episodes.
You make these to order, right?
Oh, yeah. So a lot of places you do the lemon shakeups and you get a pre-mix. We are making them fresh. We're cutting the lemon. We're squeezing it with a hydraulic press. And then we're adding sugar, ice, water, and then we're shaking them up real good. It's like the best lemonade you've ever had.
And they're made to order. Then that's why they're delicious. What kind of sugar are you using there, buddy? That's what everybody wants to know.
So I don't know if you want to know how much, because it's a little shocking. But it's just regular granulated white sugar.
There's nothing in it that's good for you, minus the lemons.
And the water.
Well, good point. So get yourself a gallon. Do it tonight and cool off. Have a Kona Ice to wash it down after a taco, a pork sandwich, a burger, D, all of the above. What time's the music start tonight, buddy?
It starts at 4:30. 4:30 to 6 is Michael Norris, and then 6 to 8 is the J.C. Clements Band.
Marcy Jane Lewis Park. Plenty of parking for everybody. The event starts, as you mentioned, at 4:30. And it is a great alternative for people who have busy Fridays who can't always get to Food Truck Friday. So every Wednesday and Friday, there is food to be had from the putting these great events together. So you can always find something on Wednesday or Friday. Every Tuesday now is the Tuesday market at Switchyard. And, buddy, you're going to be busy tomorrow night as well. What were we doing last Thursday? Last Thursday we had something going on. This Thursday we've got the big Switchyard Park free. Last Thursday was the Strawberry Shortcake Festival at Switchyard. This Thursday we've got the big free music concert again. You going to be out there for that one?
Absolutely, man. We've got a huge truck lineup. So as far as if you want live music and food trucks, the next 3 days – are incredible. You got Food Truck Wednesday that we already talked about. Tomorrow you have E La Bamba opening for the Toon Yards. They're both national touring acts. And then as far as food trucks, we've got Uno Mas, Bloomburger, Little Bull Tie, Arepa Burger, Peely's Party Taco, Planted, La Poblana, Jay's Kitchen, Rasta Pops, Chocolate Mousse, and Donair Kebab.
I'm hungry. I'm gonna be a little sweaty. That's all right. And then Jordan and I also are going to be selling bags of ice for $43.29 for anybody who shows up on Thursday for the concert. No, the concert is free. Parking is free. There's also a beer garden, so you get a little cool. You will cool off responsibly, right?
Absolutely. Orbit Room will be down there with the adult beverages. Music starts at 6:30, goes till 10, and food will be available from 5 until 9:30.
I love the sound of that. Festival season, festival time, summer in Bloomington. So just go to the pool, swim all day, stay as cool as you can, then get hot with the music and grab a bite to eat. And then, right, and if you can't make it Wednesday or Thursday, the old standby, Food Truck Friday, will be at Switchyard Park as well. The other great thing about Switchyard Park, you've got the splash pad there. I mean, we're going to get cooled off. That's how that works.
Yeah, I've been told it might be frowned upon if I go through it, but I see some adults out there every now and then, but they normally have kids.
Well, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Wear your Crocs. You'll fit right in.
Yeah. But yeah, it's down at Switchyard Park, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every Friday, free to attend. The city of Bloomington is putting on the music. It's going to be on the main big stage. They'll have Maria Devigili and Jen Christie playing, and they're also going to have a beer garden, and we've got Ever Bowl is going to be there for the first time doing their acai, like, smoothie bowls. And then we also have 812 Barbecue. They've only been to a couple this year. And then a lot of the good old tried and true standbys, La Poblana, Kona Ice, Rasa Pops, Planet, Bloomberger, Kebab on Wheels, Doner Kebab, Uno Mas, Pinoy Garden. There's just no shortage of options. That wasn't even all of them.
Now do it in alphabetical order.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, but
you can simply, if you're on the Book of Face, type in the search Facebook bar, Bloomington Food Truck Friday or Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday, and you can see all the times, all the vendors, and everything that is going on. And we'll just always point out as well, no one is required to be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sometimes folks do take a break in the midday heat. Not everybody does, so just be aware of that. And again, if you have any questions about, I don't know, food allergy or what's on the menu, you can go to these individual food trucks' Facebook pages and see what in the heck is going on. So for the second week in a row here in June, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we know all the events that go on Saturdays and Sundays as well. Just there's not a day off if you don't want one. So get out there and enjoy it. Parking is free. Admission to all these events are free. The only thing you are purchasing is whatever you put and help our local business owners in these trucks. And the city's giving you music. The Orbit Room tomorrow night is giving you a beer garden. So you've got plenty of options. Yeah, we know it's going to be a little bit warm, but what do you want to do? Wear your boots and have your hats and gloves on? We'll do Freeze Fest next year, right, buddy?
Oh, yeah, Freeze Fest in January, usually up there at the Dimension Mill, and it's always a good time between the ice battle and there's so many things going on up there. It's a blast.
Well, keep talking about Freeze Fest because it makes me cool off. It's delightful. If we had Freeze Fest this weekend, it would be from 1 to 1:15. And then it would be over because everything would melt, and the joke dies. The joke is over. All right, what have you been eating, buddy? Let's get to the stuff everybody wants to do. Let's start with the big news. We'll weave in your food through the any big restaurant news going. Dave and Buster's coming. Is that seems to be pretty factual. Bed Bath and Beyond. Well, the Beyond is Dave and Buster's. Who knew?
Yeah. So I've actually been holding that one close to the chest for a while because that was one of the things when we opened our College Mall location back in November. We were meeting with them in late October with the folks with Simon Malls, and they told us that Dave and Buster's were going in there. So it's been in the works for a while, but it sounds like it's finally official. And
well, they had their their alcohol permit hearing, so that kind of lets the cat out of the bag.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But did you see, it was like just a month ago, Dave and Buster's announced they're going to like make it to where you can gamble with your friends on arcade games.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, I'll be taking on all takers at Papa Shot. So whenever it opens, you'll see me camp down there trying to pay my my mortgage by winning some Papa Shot games.
First chair Galaga, buddy. Do they still have those? Do they still have what's going on?
I don't know. I never played the game.
So Dave and Buster's has their on-site sports book now. Well, who doesn't? The only thing that doesn't have a sports book right now is up here at One City Center in the AM studio. So. There you have it. So Dave and Buster's, do you have any ETA on when they would like to be up and running?
I don't. I have no idea. I'm sure it'll probably be a while. I mean, they've got a lot to do to really change that building into what they need it to be.
Yeah, and you figure they've done one or two of these before. So the quicker they get open, the quicker they start making money. But they do have food. They do have a full bar. They do have a full arcade. So that's interesting there on the east side of town. All right, what have you been eating, buddy, as I scour the internet for news?
Yeah, so we talked about all these food trucks. I realized when I was writing out my list of all the places I've ate over the last week, which I do every single time, of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the 9 meals I ate out, 6 of them were at food trucks this past week.
Attaboy.
So I've been doing it. Doner Kebab absolutely crushed it. Hamid has an incredible story. He came on and recorded a podcast with me last night. That'll be coming out next Tuesday morning. No Dishes podcast. A really interesting story that Hamid has, and the amount of care and love he puts into his product is unparalleled. I did that DJ that car show at Tire Genie on Sunday. Had 812 Barbecue. They just knock it out of the park every time. I also had Peely's while I was there. Always phenomenal. Saturday, we took a car out to the Danny Smith Memorial Park out there in Unionville, where Speakeasy Pizza had their trailer set up
there. Oh.
Their brick and mortar's down in Orleans. But man, Speakeasy, they just murder it. They are so good. And I inhaled a sausage and pepperoni pizza from them.
How long does it take to make one of those deals when you're waiting for that?
I think it's like 3 minutes. As far as the actual cooking time, I think it's only like 3 minutes because they're using a hot oven.
Stand next to this 1,000-degree oven when it's 94 degrees. Well, why not?
Well,
if we can't cook on the sun, that's always fun. They do a really good job, too, of getting up in this area with their, what do they call it, Knucklehead? Is that what the name of that is?
Yeah, so this is Knucklehead 2. The first one they had last year, they were going to an event and some semi wrecked into them on I-69. And so they were out of commission mobily for a long time because of that. And now they've got their new trailer, Knucklehead 2, which is it's a sweet, sweet deal if you nerd out on food trucks and food trailers like I do.
Jordan Davis is our guest, the operations manager at the Chocolate Mousse, Bon Vivant, Foodie, all the above. 6 of the 9 food trucks. All right. What are we eating at Doner Kebab? Are you getting gyros? What's your go-to there?
Yeah, so I just do the Doner Kebab, which is different from a gyro. It's one of the things we talked about on the podcast, and even after we talked for an hour, at the end, I still called it a gyro on accident. It was pretty embarrassing. But yeah, I usually do that. And then he was telling me about the homemade falafel he makes. He's soaking the chickpeas. He's making his tzatziki fresh. He's doing everything. And I just tried some of that. He was out of baklava. So I tried the fresh fried falafel that was homemade, which was incredible. And then the gyro, man, just a bunch of meat. The tzatziki, which has mint instead of dill, which is one of the differentiating factors between a doner kebab and a gyro. And just a lot of fresh veggies. And again, he puts so much love into it. When he presents it to you, it's picture perfect every time.
Well, there you have it, folks. So when you get to the window there, do a little homework. Just make sure there's not 20 people behind you when you're asked what's the difference. Let's just get in there and try it. You're going to be all right. And do you need one of those weightlifting belts to hold it up? It looks very heavy.
Yeah, you know what? I've done a lot of scooping in my days, so my forearms are pretty strong. So it's not too bad for me, but maybe others might want to come prepared.
Oh, you should. That's good. Jordan Davis is our guest. We're always, always hungry. What else you been eating, buddy?
Yeah, so went to Nick's for the first time in a while. I had lunch with Michael Cassidy from Uptown, which was really, really fun. I mean, what a guy and what he's done with the community in Uptown over the years.
Michael's the best.
Yeah, and then we had Big Z wait on us. And, dude, you'll appreciate this. Such an honor that Michael and Big Z had never met. So
my goodness.
I got to introduce the two of them, two local Bloomington restaurant legends.
That's funny because I would have lost that bet. If you would have said, hey, do you think these guys don't? Isn't that crazy when you're out and about and if you don't introduce somebody, it's 100% sure they've never met. But we always think we're all connected. And it's funny how that works. I just met a fella at baseball whose son is playing that I met 20 years ago at Yogi's working. And it's just, yeah, it's like, oh, okay. Oh, well, we don't look the same. So that's how this sometimes works. All right, buddy. We're now in the non-food truck division outside of Nick's. Where else were you as well? Let's get hungry.
Yeah. Well, real quick, at Nick's, I did their gumbo. They do it on Tuesdays. It's absolutely phenomenal. Loaded with shrimp and sausage, and you can do it on rice, or you can do it Hoosier style with mashed potatoes.
Oh.
I did on rice. I love their hot sauce. The Nick's hot sauce is unique to them, and it's really good without being overwhelming heat while still imparting flavor onto whatever you put it on. So anytime they do gumbo or jambalaya, I'm very quick to ask for the Nick's branded hot sauce. And then did their turkey burger, man. Turkey burger, garlic mayo, sweet pickles, lettuce, onion, absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Lovely. And the last time I had lunch with Big Z, I went healthy too. I had the salmon with the side salad. That was pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Zach, Big Z.
Yeah.
No, it's Jordan Davis, kids. We'll have Big Z. We can't have Big Z on. He has no filter. We can't put him on. I love him. I've known him for over 20 years. We can't do it. We always joke about it. He needs to be on your podcast because podcasting and FCC rules are completely different.
Yeah, you would need the beat button ready, which normally, I mean, on my early years of the podcast, you had to, too. But he came on the podcast when it was audio only, and you know, we had some drinks together, and he was by far the most listened to episode we had until we started doing video.
There you have it. There you have it. We should put a video in the studio when you're in, and we'll test drive this. I'll hold the selfie stick up while I'm working the board and then searching the internet, and then it'll be like an earthquake episode. We'll just sit there and
I'll just like wink at it.
Yeah, right.
Quit playing to the camera, buddy.
Yeah, or you got to keep moving. We'll get you a telestrator and make sure that's all. That's what's going on as well. Jordan Davis is with us. How are you staying cool? Serving ice cream? Who loves ice cream? I didn't even recognize your building when I drove by the other day because there's no scaffolding going on. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're good, man. I got my parking spot back on the backside. The fencing's gone. The scaffolding's gone. We are 99% back to normal, and it feels good.
And it feels real good. All right, what time does everything get started at the Marcy Jane Lewis Park tonight?
4:30. I'm heading out that way. Well, I'll see everyone out there, and I'm also doing a neighborhood food truck event over at Stone Chase.
How can you be at two places at once? I don't know. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I finally figured it out.
That's amazing. Well, don't let anybody know your secret, because then you'll be underpaid even more.
Yeah, no, Lovey takes care of me. We're doing all right.
Oh, that's good to hear. You got a pool. That's good. That's good. And it's hot. It's hot outside. You got new friends, a pool and new friends. What's new on the podcast, buddy?
Yeah, so we just had an episode come out yesterday morning with Chris Martin. He's the president of the Finney Hospitality Group. So really interesting stuff. He's got a really cool backstory. I mean, before the Finney Hospitality Group, he was the president of Scotty's Brew House. And then he also opened up like 300 restaurants across the country between Lone Star and Ruby Tuesdays, and just has a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, obviously we talked about the tragic passing of Nathan, and they're really doing everything they can to kind of keep his legacy going. And they're doing a cool thing where they're donating proceeds from their most popular beer at Social Cantina to a lot of local charities. That's something Nathan wanted to do. And I had a great time sitting down and chatting with Chris.
Social Lager, anytime you buy a sip of that or buy a pint of that at any of the participating locations. I know Yogi's doesn't have Social Lager, but everybody else does. You can help out with the fund that goes on there. You can also help Jordan Davis's fund by getting some ice cream down at the Chocolate Moose. Have a great, busy Wednesday, my good man, and I hope to run into you sweating somewhere this weekend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on, buddy.